Ridiculous. This will be the first time I've done a video. I feel weird.
Well, I don't know. This is our Christmas video.
Instead of
our Christmas card, we're doing a Christmas video.
Yeah. Christmas podcast.
Christmas podcast.
We're standing in front of a microwave to hold the phone up to do a Christmas podcast.
It's the holiday. You have to celebrate every once in a while.
It's a Christmas podcast.
Yes.
I think it's enough wine for now.
That's Allie peeing.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Stop Signs Are Optional. This is... I keep getting
literally
a whiff. This is... We are on a road trip, and we have stopped at some of the stop signs. I have my new guest with me, and you kind of have a real job. Should we just not use your first name and just call you Mom?
Yeah, I think that would be best.
Okay, and never show anyone this video because then they'll know who you are.
I think we're good.
Okay. So we decided to record this video on this podcast because we had a pretty adventurous drive.
Yeah, actually, I started my day in Albuquerque, flew to Denver so that I could stay in a hotel in Santa Fe.
We haven't quite made it to Santa Fe, so...
No, because we had an issue.
We have had a couple issues. You started in Albuquerque, flew to Denver, because I was in Denver.
Yep.
And then decided to drive. I was going to drive down and surprise her for Christmas. And she said, hey, I'll drive down with you because it's an 8-hour drive. Mm-hmm. So we are in Raton or Springer.
We're in Springer. We drove past Raton.
We're pretty sure Springer's a dry town, by the way. We found this out the hard way. This is the second time we've road tripped.
Wanted me to run in the restaurant to ask them if they, you know, would make us a margarita, but... Looking in the windows, there was only pop and coffee.
She wouldn't run in.
No.
Oh, my God. So the day started with so many adventures. I don't even know where to start. We drove down to Pueblo. The drive was pretty uneventful down.
Yeah, it was actually beautiful. The mountains were gorgeous. Little bit of snow cap.
We came up with a code because sometimes Mom can be a soft talker.
Oh, that's right. I should be talking louder now.
Yeah. Sometimes. Okay. So we came up with a code, though, as to not, like, call her out during dinners or in front of other people to make her aware that she's talking softly. And what was the code we came up with? I already forgot.
I think it was something about the decaf coffee beans.
Oh, do you have any of that Rising Star decaf coffee?
Yes. I do, Liz.
That wasn't the code. I wasn't applying the code. That was just legit.
Oh, okay. Well, now we know it works.
I just want to know in conversation, like, at what point am I going to say to you, like, you're just going to be talking about work, and I'm going to be like, oh, hey, excuse me. Do you have any Grey Poupon? Excuse me. Do you have any of that decaf coffee still? And you're going to be like, what the, oh.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God.
Anyways.
And then we got back on the road and decided to stop in Trinidad, Colorado.
Yeah, because beautiful city.
It was very dark. By the time we got there, it was nighttime. The whole town was lit up with Christmas lights. It was beautiful. Uh-huh.
Old town.
We were trying to find somewhere to stay the night. I felt like kind of like Jesus and... Joseph,
and the inn wasn't... I was going to ask the lady, like, is there any room at the inn tonight?
Yeah.
But I didn't.
No. We went to one place, and we pulled up, and it looked kind of shady. And we've stayed in some real shady shit on road trips before, and I was like, I'm not doing that again. Get me to a Marriott or a Hampton Inn. I don't care. We pull up, and I'm on my phone looking for other places, and we look to the right, and there is an area in front of a bunch of the... rooms with couches and futons and beds just piled up.
Could be a crime scene is what I thought. She thought bed bugs.
Either way, no thank you. We've been a part of crime scenes once before. Remember Columbus? Those ten cop cars?
I do.
Oh my God.
I go to the bathroom so bad and that man lied and said there was not a toilet down there.
You're having flashbacks.
I
So mom has never been to a dispensary before. So we went to Trinidad. Turns out they have about 20 dispensaries in a 1 mile radius. They were everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we went inside one and we met this guy. He was really helpful. He was really stoned. Like, yeah.
So was the guy who checked our IDs. So anyways, that's not how we did this when I was a kid.
So she's asking a bunch of questions. We're trying to figure out what she'd like. You know, sativa makes her a little paranoid, get some indica, whatever. I turn my back for 1 second.
He said
the guy behind the counter was handing us jars and like smelling, like, do you want to smell the huge jars of pot? And next thing I know, I turn around to look at something and I just hear glass shatter, and it sounded like something popped off. Like, I don't want to say a gunshot, but it sounded, the whole place was like, what the fuck? She picked up a jar by herself and broke the fucking lid of the jar of pot. Like, that's thousands of dollars of pot.
But I did get a smell of it and it was pretty good.
So needless to say, they had to like dump it out.
The owner came over.
Yes. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
That was our first experience. That was her first experience at a pot shop.
Again, that's not how we did it when we were kids. And then I knocked some other stuff over, so I had to keep my hands in my pockets for the remainder of the trip.
The guy was like, she was like, just imagine what I'm like when I start smoking, if this is how I am sober.
It's a very interesting experience, though.
Yeah, you gonna go back?
Yeah, I love the little town. It was cool.
To the pot shops, yeah. To the dispensaries. So then we get in the car.
That's what made it cool. That and the Christmas decorations.
Oh, Christine just texted.
Oh, hi girl.
Christine, you've known her for 12 years.
Hi, Christine. Not Christina, Christine.
You call her Kristen all the time.
Okay. Anyways, it's Christmas. What is that? Merry Christine.
What does that have to do with anything that...
I'm trying to change the subject. Because it always upsets you.
So, we get on the road, and we're just a couple miles from New Mexico. So, we're driving on the road. It is pitch black. I cannot see...
the product.
Anything. So,
it's pitch
black. I can't see anything.
No, it's pretty dark.
We see three signs within 1 mile for deer crossing, elk crossing, and bear crossing.
And there was some car broke down underneath the bear crossing sign in the dark, and I felt really bad for them.
She thought they were going to get eaten by a bear because they were by the sign, because that's where the bears
hang out. But there was also moose signs. She's in denial about the moose signs.
They were elk signs.
They were moose signs. They look like Bullwinkle on a sign.
It was probably an ad for Nintendo. Remember, like, the winky...
On a highway?
I mean, shit gets weird. So we're in New Mexico.
Anyways.
And I have all these drugs in the back seat that I'm muling because I'm driving past a cop car when we got to town. I was going too fast.
Left carnage on the road.
Before that, we're driving and we're singing Christmas carols because we're in a really good Christmassy mood. And all of a sudden, there's the cutest little bunny rabbit that goes hopping across the highway.
A beautiful white fluffy
tail, the big tail.
Bunny rabbit.
And then all of a sudden, I fucking killed a bunny on the highway.
It was bad. It was really bad.
And then what song came on? There was like this Christmas song that came on as it happened, and it was just not appropriate for the mood. It was like Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
Jingle Bell Rock.
There
right
was
after
no bunny signs. It didn't say watch out for bunnies.
Yeah.
It was funny, like, there was no traffic behind us. I think that he had some issues and we didn't help him.
So we were on the phone with my brother before that, who had just told us he killed a deer in Ohio because it was the last day for gun season in Ohio. So we called him and said, hey, there's another sibling that tagged an animal today. Rest in peace, bunny.
I told him it was a bear and he was a little freaked out.
We did tell him we hit a bear and then we laughed hysterically for like 10 minutes. And he was pretty sure we consumed the product in the car first.
Yeah, we didn't.
No, but we did now.
Yeah, we did.
And it was edibles. And we took more. So I was saying it's edibles.
She didn't quite read
you
the label correctly.
You have to start low. you know, because it's a longer half-life, and the guy didn't put the... We thought we purchased cones. He gave us all the stuff for the cones, but there were no cones in the bag.
I think they were... At that point, I had had already two incidences, and I think they were just eager for me to leave.
I think you're right. So we decided to take some edibles, and I said, let's just take half, because it'll be 2.5 milligrams.
Works for me.
And then I read it, and they were 10 milligrams.
Oops.
So...
Well, she told me... Well, she told me and herself to take some CBD stuff because take the edge off, apparently.
Yeah.
But it was really bitter, so I opened this man at the hotel left us these Yorkies.
By the way, yeah, we're staying at this motel that we found online.
Really cool.
It's a true motel, right? So one level. And but it's so nice inside. It's clean. It's beautiful. There's this huge dream catcher outside that has a peace sign in it. It's probably like...
Oh, yeah. Broken... I was trying to think what the name. Yeah, Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow Motel.
This dream catcher is like humongous.
We took a picture with... I'll post a picture on the Instagram account of the peace sign. But if you guys ever go through Springer, New Mexico, the guy is like... He reminds me of Cheech, but he reminds me of like a sober Cheech.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we called him earlier and he was just so sweet. When we were trying to find a place to stay because Trinidad was booked. He was just the sweetest guy. And then we met him and his energy... There are dream catchers everywhere. Mm. And like...
He just is a nice guy.
But there's nothing else to do in town. There's no... We need to Google if Springer... So one other time we were driving on a road trip, as we mentioned before, through London, Tennessee.
Kentucky.
London, Kentucky. Same thing. And...
We don't sell no beer in this here town.
Yeah, you just killed the punchline.
Sorry.
We were trying to... Well, I was like 18.
Yeah, it was a high school project I gave you.
It wasn't a project. It was like graduation.
So much money, and I said, decide wherever you want to go and when we have to camp and when we could stay in the...
Basically, this is how she parented.
Yeah.
We got... She didn't want to do it.
One hurricane.
On Ocracoke Island.
Yeah, no, that's not an exaggeration. But
yeah,
this London,
there is
Kentucky,
video evidence. London, Kentucky, we pull up.
I'm still not sure there's not a... Go ahead.
Yeah. We ask where the closest liquor store is, and the lady at the counter said...
We don't sell no beer in this here town.
And we looked at each other, and we're like, where the fuck are we? And then we were doing recaps like we are right now. We would do these video recaps every night with an old school video camera. And we would talk about what happened that day. Mm-hmm. Well, this particular time, we were unpacking the Sunfire, the car we had, and there was a truck next to us. And what was it? Did we see the chainsaw first?
Or he had something wrapped in a carpet he took up to the room, and then he brought up the chainsaw, and you were freaking out.
Fuck yeah, I was. Who the hell takes a carpet to your own hotel room?
I know, and then that chainsaw.
And then a chainsaw after? First of all. If you're gonna, like, that's just not
First, I thought she was exaggerating, and then I went outside, and he was bringing some more tools up, and it was no exaggeration.
We didn't get much sleep
still,
that night.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
And it was creepy.
I do still have concerns about what really happened.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I guess the person's dead, but we've seen some weird shit.
Yeah, we don't go there anymore.
All right. I'm gonna take a shower. We're going to Google if Springer's a dry town.
And we're going to watch a Christmas movie.
Yeah, and if we get super high, maybe we'll continue the rest of this podcast. If not, thanks for being a guest.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe this will air, maybe it won't.
Okay, well, hey, it's been a great day.
All right.
Signing off.
Till next time.
See you out there on the road.